from KQED.
Up and down the state, there are places you can pay to pick your own fruit. Apples, peaches, even lolloberries. Well, now California has its first public fruit orchard. Susan Vowett stopped by the new fruit park in an unincorporated part of Los Angeles County, just southeast of LAX.
Kids play on swings and zip down slides at Del Air Park near Hawthorne in LA's South Bay. Just a few feet away, a dozen and a half stick-like leafless fruit trees fill a small brown patch on a sunny winter day. Neighbors and officials have gathered to plant the final peach tree.
You want to help? Tangerine man, you want to help?
The little patch and the nearby 19 fruit trees scattered on the lawn are the Del Air Public Fruit Park. Once the fruit's ready, anyone can pick peaches, apricots, and plums and eat them. John Koppelman is the head of the neighborhood association that worked to get the orchard in the park.
Never in your wildest dreams would you imagine that here it's 2013 before California has a public park that has a fruit orchard in it. You'd think they'd be all over the place, but they're not. And for the first one to pop up next to a Chevron refinery and an airport and a freeway, it's even more shocking.
Koppelman says the orchard began with a request by the county's art commission to create an art project as part of a $4 million renovation of the park, which also included a new community center. Three L.A. artists known as Fallen Fruit came up with the idea of creating an orchard that the community could share. It took a little bit of work to sell the idea of fruit trees as art, but Fallen Fruit artist Matthias Wegener says it's not as crazy as it sounds.
Our thought about what the art practice here is that art is something that connects people, right? It doesn't just connect an artist to an audience, it connects people to each other, and that's really the function of this orchard.
A sign greets orchard visitors with instructions, as read by another one of the artists, Austin Young.
The fruit trees in this park belong to the public. They are for everyone, including you. Please take care of the fruit trees. When the fruit is ripe, taste it and share it with others.
Neighbor Eileen Salmas thinks the orchard will enhance the community, though she says the idea did cause some concern among neighbors about whether people will really share.
We'll see what happens, you know, as the trees grow and they bear fruit. You know, is somebody going to come by in the middle of the night and pick all the fruit off the trees? Or is it going to be what we envision as community? But I think unless we try it, we're never going to know.
Fallen Fruit artist David Burns says his group's been thinking about the idea of a shared orchard in public space for 8 years now. He says it fills a gap that's missing in today's California.
150 years ago, it was part of the due diligence of the rancho system in California to actually plant fruit trees and take care of people on their journeys across this territory. And it's funny that 150 years later, we think everything's about my boundary and my fence and my due diligence and your oversight.
Fallen Fruit says it gets several inquiries every week about doing similar projects in other parts of the country. L.A. County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas was a driving force behind this fruit park. After he helped plant the final tree, he said he could see public orchards going up in other parts of the county.
It is quite conceivable in terms of the other efforts we have around community gardens and open space, green space. It builds relationships among neighbors and a whole range of things come out of this.
Of course, the first thing that'll come out of the Del Air Public Fruit Park is fruit. Lots of it for everyone to share. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.
Next week, I'll be reporting for the nation's capital as President Obama prepares for his second inaugural. I'll be visiting with legislators from across California, including some of the freshman members. If you're planning on going to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, let us know at calreport@kqed.org. Again, that's calreport@kqed.org. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. Technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. To our interns, Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson this week, we say goodbye, thanks, and good luck. Craig Miller was a contributing editor. The associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.